Hi, Funny Bunny.
Hi, Naked Ninja.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode three of
If you'd ask us K-pop podcast, sorry, I laugh
Laugh.
because I'm the biggest fail at memorizing our name for our podcast, but let's hit it.
So, segment one, news. Funny Bunny, my friend, what is new in the world of K-pop?
Well, let's start with two very fast and quick news. One is NCT's Mark opening his personal Instagram, and according to this
Wow.
news article, we are crying at how perfect he is.
Yeah, I'm so crying so much. It's
So,
amazing.
well, I went and I followed. Also, I think we followed with our podcast account. And but the thing is, I was very disappointed because I didn't cry.
You had nothing to cry about.
No, sorry. Also, actually, I think I needed glasses because the pictures that he used for his first post was like a full body shot with a lot of like space on top of his head. So for me to even find him, it
I
needed
see.
glasses, man.
I see. So if you
And
still
well, yeah.
haven't, go follow Mark, huh?
Yes, I still didn't memorize his ID this time, and I didn't prepare it. But I'm guessing you will find it somewhere if you are in need to. So the other thing is that actually we didn't write it down, but it still happened. D.O. is back from the military.
Yay, for every EXO
XOCO.
fan out there. You. Yeah,
Yoo-hoo!
and to complete this news, he's also even preparing a solo album and he's working personally on some songs, it seems. So I'm curious to see what DO working on songs is gonna result into. Let's
Well,
see.
judging from SM artist solo stuff, it's gonna be either. No, I'm not saying it's gonna be mean. I stop here. It shall be either very romantic, soothing. Let's put it like
Or
this, or something. I don't know. I don't even know what the background is doing. What kind of music is this called? What is the candy called?
something
I
like
don't even know.
Baekhyun.
IB. I don't know. Exactly.
Yeah, let's see. That's why I said I'm curious to see what DO's style is gonna come
Yep.
out as. Next
So
segment. Next news. What next?
let's
Next
stay
news.
with EXO for a second. EXO's Lay condemns the entertainment industry, revealing he would never let his kids become idols.
I understand. Especially from someone who suffered big time, especially also as a Chinese person who actually suffer even more than the Korean people in the industry. I understand this perspective.
Yeah, so he had an interview and he just said he would not support his kids in becoming idols. But then again, I also thought, well, the other choices that he obviously gave his kids were being either a doctor or a lawyer.
Yeah, a doctor or a lawyer or a scientist. And I also thought, what?
Like, okay, so whew, but no
Either an
pressure there.
idol or a doctor. Pfft.
His kids better have brains. No, but then he also gave them the option of liking art.
Yes. They can
Yes.
like, this is exactly what my mom told me. You cannot be a dancer, you can do it as a hobby. That's it. And I ended up being a scientist. Might as well have ended up being Lay's kid.
Well, I'm pretty sure that all these idols are suffering a lot, so I understand why he would not want his kids to go through the same stuff as he did. So, understandable. So, heading over to some other news. Both of the next ones are somehow concerning Big Hit Entertainment, and I feel like they're buying everything. I feel like they're gonna be the Lotte of entertainment business or something like this.
If you don't know what Lotte is, it's a huge Korean company that owns everything in Korea. Lotte department store, Lotte, what is the thing at the airport called? Free shop, Lotte everything. Soon
Yes.
we're gonna have Big Hit. owning everything in K-pop.
Yeah. So one of these news articles says YG Entertainment and Big Hit Entertainment formed joint business partnership. YG artists will now be on Weverse. If you don't know what Weverse is, as maybe you are not a Big Hit Entertainment artist fan, who knows? it's an app basically that is like fan cafe, I would say, somehow. So you can sign up for an artist and then you can chat there and I don't know, like fan stuff that I usually somehow never did before, even not from the start, because back then everything was Korean. So
Yeah, that is
I don't even know. But now, I mean, this is made for international fans, so it seems like Big Hit invested quite a bit of money into YG Entertainment to I don't know
help
what
them out.
it
This is me speculating to help them out.
is. Me thinking YG needs maybe some help, and then Big Hit sees the potential in the groups.
Yeah, that is true. And of
So.
course, YG cannot ask for help from JYP or SM because the water is run deep there. So, yeah, Big Hit is doing a big business movement here.
Yes. So if you're
And
curious,
another one.
then probably you can head over to Weverse soon and find all your favorite YG artists there. So, and the next news article is about Naver transfers V Live to Big Hit Entertainment. V Live to be integrated into Weverse technology.
So everything is going to be on Weverse, which is horrible because I only have V Live to watch a couple things. Mainly
Yeah,
it was
for
to catch
me.
up with the to keep up with the SJ returns stuff, to be honest.
I mean, I watched some stuff on V Live and I kind of liked it, and I kind of figured my way around there. But now, if they're joining, so somehow V Live will be added into Weverse, and then it gets complicated again. I don't understand
Yeah.
because I don't do these interactions of I'm not joining the cafes and then I'm talking and then I'm not sending messages and I don't even know what to do there. Oh, so, I was like, why couldn't we have just kept it as Weverse in real life? Why do we need to
Yeah.
join stuff?
Yeah, but let's see. I mean, what is integrated?
This feels like if you would now, for example, go and merge Instagram and YouTube.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah,
That really
I don't
sounds
know.
horrible. But let's see how it's going to be. I hope they're going to keep VLive user friendly. By user, I mean old user friendly, because I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, well,
I
it seems
might
like
lose
it's still.
interest if it gets too complicated, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it still takes a while until they figured out how to join these, even, I think. So for right now, everything stays like it is. But in the future, obviously, we have to get used to new stuff. Then, what else is there? So let's talk about the show Kingdom on Mnet. Do you know what Kingdom is? Please explain to me.
So Kingdom is a show, Road to Kingdom is a show that is on Mnet where several groups compete for the title of King every year. And basically it's a friendly competition, so to say. With votes and stuff like that, nobody is really how to say, like kicked out of the show, but they perform a lot of nice things. So there are sets, different sections where you perform your own song as a remake, or then you remake somebody else's song, and then you perform a song of one of the other groups. So it's really nice to watch. And last year, for example, the winners of the Road to Kingdom show were the Boys, the group The Boys. So what is happening this year?
This year, it seems like, well, there has been that some discussions the whole time, and it was not really clear yet who is being in and who will not, and whatever. It was a bit of confusion, but it seems like now we have a fixed lineup, and there's going to be B2B joining. ICAN will be there. SF9 also. The boys again, obviously they have to defend their title. Then Stray Kids and 80s. I think that is quite the nice lineup.
That is quite the nice line up,
I
yeah.
don't even know who, like, you know, when you go to these joint K-pop concerts, at least back in the day when you still had the, I mean, they still have the light sticks and you be in your corner with the fandom that you are supposed to be with. Who, in which corner am I putting myself in? I don't know.
Yeah, me neither. It's
I'm
I'm
having
a
a
bit
major confusion.
confused. Yeah, I'm a bit confused. I just hope that by then Mingi is back to 80s. And I'm
Yeah.
really, really looking forward to Icon, especially Bobby, covering something of Stray Kids. Let's see how the rapping is going to work out. I don't know if it's going to work out like this, but this is my. If that happens, I'll be
This
very
is your
happy
dream
about it.
performance.
This is my dream performance, or the other way around, or the other way
Yeah,
around.
I
Or
see.
Stray Kids performing an Icon song, and then let's see who's going to cover Bobby's part.
Yeah. So, and if you are old like us and not completely up to date, and you have no idea who these groups are that we are talking about, then at least you might be soothed by the outlook of Dongbang Shinki being the MC for that show.
Oh yes, that is true. Yeah, if you're not gonna be there for the groups, you can be there for the MCs. Dongbang
Yes.
Shinki is gonna be MCing, and but for sure you're gonna discover amazing groups and amazing performances, because that's how I discovered the boys actually last year, from their performance of Reveal. It was quite epic, actually.
I
So
think, yep, they have great performances. We watched some, and then,
yeah.
yep, I'm looking forward to it.
Me
So,
too.
what else is new? Oh yeah, Blackpink's Rosé will have a solo debut.
Yay.
It's set to be end of January, so soon, in a few days, I'm guessing. We
Yeah.
will know more. Yeah. Well, there is not much to say because I don't know what is happening. The only thing is that I'm seeing fans discussing. Remember, we talked about this thing where they have this, the fans imagining her with black hair for the solo debut. I was like,
Oh yeah.
okay. They were all over it. They were all over it. Like, wow, imagine her having black hair. I mean, it seems, I don't know.
I
It
don't
seems to
think
me
so.
like
I think
she's
she's,
still blonde.
well, she has her pinkish blonde same, because I mean, to fit her name, I think she stayed with the same hair color for years now. I think she still has the
Yes.
same hair.
I like my first instinct was really, I really said like, what? Really? An Asian girl with black hair?
Oh,
Fucker. But then yeah, it was mentioned to me that she has been with that blondish hair color for a long time, so maybe then you can get excited if suddenly she's changing to
back
black.
to black. Yeah.
Yeah, but I have no idea what is happening in the song or what it's gonna sound like or whatsoever. I just know that she finished her video shooting, and yeah,
There was a
which
teaser revealed. I watched it, but to be honest, it didn't stick. So maybe, let's see. Maybe very well blame it on my mind also. I'm busy and
okay,
working
and
and old, but let's see.
Blame it on my, I'm losing the overview of everything that's happening that I did not
Yeah.
even listen to it yet.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, and then let's have a last news quickly. This is about K-pop stans are taking over the hashtag impeach Biden now. So I think it's kind of funny. So obviously there were some people that wanted to have Biden gone again. And so they were
So Trump
using that hashtag.
supporters mainly.
Yes, mainly. And so they were using that hashtag. And then the K-pop fans obviously used that same hashtag to post all kind of stupid
Random stuff.
pictures, videos, and whatever. So basically they made that
They
hashtag
boycotted
useless.
the hashtag basically,
Yes. So now if you
like they
go and
did
look.
before for the Black Lives Matter thing, right? I don't know if people know,
Yeah.
but this happened. With when a police department, Dallas, I think, police department, they asked for pictures of people in protest and everything to be posted to report illegal activities. And then it was funny because apparently a lot of the K-pop fans went and posted some of their fan cams. And I think the one that stuck in my head the most was somebody posting Taemin's danger as being illegal.
I think it's quite funny, actually, whenever these kind of things happen. And I mean,
Social engagement of K-pop fans.
yes, and I think it's if it's for a good cause, it's I'm
It's
liking it.
appreciated. Me too.
Exactly. I'm guessing that's it for the news
For
section. Do you have to add
today?
anything? Yes. I don't think
No,
so.
I think that's it. We can move to our next corner.
Great.
Likes and dislikes. Okay, segment two, likes and dislikes. Want to start?
Yes, sure. I'm starting surprisingly with my likes. This week it's the new music video of Golden Child. The song is called Burn It or Anachulke in Korean. And well, the music video is quite the movie, I have to say. There is a whole zombie apocalypse happening and very interesting storyline. So all the members in the group have some storylines, like one is protecting his girlfriend, and then some are just being friends that are protecting each other, and then one is, I
With a
don't know,
mom
like with
amongst
the
the
mom
other
that has
people.
already been infected by the virus that is probably is going on. I mean, it does not, like, there's no saying that a virus infected these people, but if there is a zombie apocalypse, then there must be a virus somewhere. Yeah, it was very pretty to watch, and I really I was sitting there like, ooh, why is the one guy having his leg injured? Ooh, please don't turn
Don't
into
spoil the whole thing. But
a
I
zombie.
understand. I was also very much into it when I watched it, and I
Yes,
was
well,
pulling up stories really, and then it's really pretty.
yes, it is also filmed in a very nice way, so the pictures look very great. And the only thing that I have to say about it is that actually, like, if you watch it the first time, the storylines are so interesting that somehow you're so immersed into that MV that you have no idea what the song was. At least that's how it happened to me. I was
It happened the same to me too.
like, I had very vivid images of the whole MV, and it looked
Me
very
too.
pretty, and it was like, oh, like, it was very touching and everything. And I was like, afterwards, but what was the song like even? So I had to go and listen to the song by itself to appreciate the song, which is also very nice, by the way. But the MV was really, really well made. So that's my like of the week. How about
I
you?
agree. I second that. I second that very much. And my lack of the week is also another MV. Surprisingly to me, it's Hyuna. And it's very
Bubble, bubble,
fresh.
bubble, pop.
Bubble, bubble, pop, pop.
That's how old I am in terms of Hannah.
Honestly, me too. You know that. But this time I was very much aware of her releasing something, a new song, a new mini album called I'm Not Cool. And then I watched it and I really loved it. Like from the moment the song started in the MV, I loved it. I loved the beat to it. It's very party song-like. It's really nice. And
So
I
I
like the
cannot do
dance of it.
ooh, ah,
No, you
ooh.
cannot do ooh, ah, that's flower shower. It's just
Oh,
ooh,
sorry.
ah.
I didn't listen to it yet, so, but now that you mentioned it, maybe I shall give it a try.
I liked it. I personally really loved the choreography, like the dances that I've seen that they have in the MV. I liked it. I liked the song I'm Not Cool. There's a lot of instruments for you to sing along to. I
Oh,
thought
great.
about it for you. The chorus
Great, I
is
like
mostly
singing instruments.
instruments. And I also actually listened to the whole mini album after that. It has six songs, so it was not that long. I liked one that was called Show Window, which is more like slow, sad, even a bit. I felt from what I understood from the lyrics because she basically talks about apparently, I looked it up and apparently a friend of hers wrote it for her. And it's about the loneliness and the all these things that you can feel behind having a glamorous image. So to say you can feel that the song is a pretty it's quite sad, but it was still pretty. And the other one is called Party Feel Love, and it's actually with Dawn. This one is more chill, more relaxed. Yeah. It's also a nice, it has a nice melody and a nice relaxed, chillaxed song. So Hyuna and her new mini album is my like of the week, and I'm pretty sure I'm gonna listen to the I'm Not Cool many times this summer.
Okay, sounds good. I shall give it a try and see what happens.
Yeah.
Then let's head over to dislikes.
Yes, hit me with your first dislike.
I'm gonna bring up a dislike that has been ongoing, I think, since 2000 and what is the Super Show 3 or 4
Oh
again? What
man.
year? I don't know.
12, 4 was
2012 or
12,
something
11,
like
12.
this. It feels like actually I first ever noticed these jackets. We're talking about jackets with
So
SJ back then
fashion.
in the Super Show.
So
So these
anybody is
are
bragging
the
about fashion again.
yes. These are the Chanel style tweed jackets. I don't know. Google it if you don't know what I'm talking about. These are the jackets made out of tweed cloth, and then they're checkered usually and often in, I don't know, white and black and whatever, and then they have these frilly endings often enough at the sleeves, and I don't know, it is, to me it always looks like an old lady jacket.
Hence, what do you call them?
I'm calling them the harmony jackets, man.
Harmony, for who doesn't know what harmony is, harmony means grandma in Korean.
Yes, but then at least we have to say they are very stylish harmony though, than if you're
Yes,
wearing them.
that's, yep. If you're 50 plus and you're wearing this jacket, it looks really stylish and really cool on you. If
Yes.
you're an idol, a 20-year-old idol guy, I'm not sure.
I'm always wondering why, and I think the really for SJ for Super Junior, I've seen them in the Super Show back then for the performances, and ever since then, I feel like every K-pop group went through them or is still going through them. I've seen them on so many people. I've seen them on NCT. I've seen them on BTS a lot. And recently, because now we are following everyone on Instagram, it seems on Victon. I feel like 60% of the recent posts on Victon's Instagram, they are wearing these jackets. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, it's kind of nice if you're challenging the gender norm. So if you're as a guy wearing some girly stuff, and if you're as a girl, you're wearing some more boyish stuff. I don't mind that. It's just that the jacket makes them, it has such an old lady feeling to it. I don't know. Probably because they are still burned in my head from these old movies with what's her name again? Tommy. That old actress, that very far actress.
What country are we talking about?
The
American?
US, yes, you know, these 50s style people,
And
icons.
no,
Also the Jackie Kennedy and stuff like these people
yeah. For
also
me, it
like
is Jacqueline Kennedy and
yes.
stuff like this.
So that's where these jackets belong to for me. And then when I see them on people that are now probably like 20 something, I'm like, And funny is that only I feel like oh I mostly ever see them on guys
Yeah,
and
I you
K-pop
never
girls.
see girls wearing them.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Yeah, well, that's my dislike, and if it's up to me, then I would ban them.
Burn it! Oh my God, blame it on the super seniors,
Yes,
on
the
the
super
SJP
seniors
people.
that caught them, and ever since they it didn't leave anymore.
Yeah.
So, what is your dislike of the week?
My dislike is not related to fashion so much, but I saw an article on Koreaboo where Ailee, the solo singer Ailee, was posted had a live, I think, of where she was eating a late night snack, and somebody made comments like about that her weight again and getting fat or whatever. And this is a big topic. I mean, if it's only one person saying this, it's fine. You can just ignore them. But it's actually, this is a huge topic for Ailee, that she has always been Ailee. I think she was raised, I don't know about born, but I think she was raised in the US. And so she always had more curves than your typical K-pop idol girl, female K-pop
Yes.
idol. She's an amazing, powerful voice. She is really pretty. I love the way she holds herself, and I think that curves actually, it's not even curves, it's a tiny bit more than what these super thin idols have on them. I like how everything looks on her. And then she has been really bashed in Korea, really strongly hated on because she's too fat, she's overweight, too much weight, too much weight. So it's not the first time that she talked about it. I mean, she didn't talk about it once. She talked about it many times, where she went and killed herself with diets and she lost weight and everything. And then she even said it herself, that she noticed that she was always weak. She was not as, like, she didn't even have the same strength to sing anymore. And Ailee usually sings super difficult songs when you
Yes, she
really
has a very
need,
big voice
yeah,
also.
you really need the lungs and you need the power for it. But if you're empty of food and you have 2 calories in you per day, that affects your singing skills. And I think after that, she went to the US for a while, she took a break, and then she came back with an I don't care attitude, but which is nice, but still, like, having her still facing these things over and over again, this is just one example of among many, but this is my dislike of the week. I wish people would just let internationally and in everything, not just in K-pop or something, that people would just let people eat, for the love of God. Just take
I mean,
care.
I'm also wondering always, like, who are these people that comment stuff like this? Because so I'm usually I would think I think these are her fans that are watching. So why bother her about eating? I mean, why? Why even? I mean, if okay, so if these are girls that are saying stuff like this, then I think, I mean, I feel like basically every woman out there is struggling with weight at one point in their life. So to go and then shame people for eating or whatever is really, it's
Because, like you
really.
said, at every moment, at any moment of a woman's life, you probably went through some body shaming or whatever, and you know how it feels like. Why would you go and inflict it on somebody else?
Yes. So, and if it's guys saying it, then probably it means because they will not be attracted to her anymore when she is gaining weight, and then men then just leave.
And then bye. Yeah, good riddance. Who cares?
Well, I can understand. I also dislike that. I feel like these mean comments in general on idols should stop. I mean, you can dislike an idol or not have any feelings towards them, and just ignore them. Don't go and on their personal pages or whatever and say anything. I mean, there are idols that I
Because it can lead to really horrible things.
yes. So I'm go and support the people that you like and then just leave the ones that you don't like alone. I mean,
Just turn
spend your
the other cheek,
lifetime on
whatever.
something more important, man. What's the point of spending like 2 hours a day on commenting mean stuff on other idols' pages just because I don't like them? Am I so unsatisfied with my life that's how I'm spending it?
I think
Okay,
so
but
too. Yes, we're not gonna go into too much philosophy about this, but I think so too. It's a bit like that. And yeah, this is my dislike of the week. People annoying Ailee yet again about her
Let
weight and
Ailee
her
eat
eating
and
habit.
shut
Yeah,
up.
hashtag let Ailee eat, hashtag shut up. Yeah,
Exactly.
agreed.
Great. Then let's head over to our next section.
Yep, this and that. Third segment, this and that. Funny Bunny, host of this, co-host of this podcast. Can you tell me what the topic of this, our this and that of the day is?
Well, we found something in the news also, and for a second I wanted to add it to the news, but then already reading the title, probably we thought we have a lot to say on this.
Yeah,
So
we
we
all
made
do.
our that topic. Well, the news article that I read was Wavy's 10 faults and Yang Yang gets shoved after being mobbed by fans in a pandemic. So basically, Wavy, I don't know, they arrived at the airport and there were fans, and obviously they were surrounded by so many kind of hysteric fans that one girl pushed Yang Yang aside, and then apparently one thing led to another thing, and then 10 fell, and only then finally he got some space, and the managers got some space to help him stand up and bring him to the car. So this is about crazy fan behavior at
Exactly.
many different situations. So Naked Ninja, what is your what is your experience with this?
My experience in this. Wow. I mean, yeah, my experience in this is just simply wow. It's the moment where you see how a normal girl snaps and turns into a possessed zombie or
Yep.
something.
Yep.
It's like you have this normal human being. It's really, you can imagine it like this. You have this normal human being standing next to you, and suddenly you push a button, and then button is basically seeing their idol. And you're suddenly pushing this button, and then the thing goes boop, and then you have a horrifying, terrifying zombie running behind that one thing, or that one person. Come what may, that person can even be putting themselves into danger. The fan can be even putting themselves into danger. They don't even notice, they don't even care. They're just
Yes.
towards the goal of running to Opa. What
Yeah,
the
well,
heck?
we have to say, I mean, I think we mentioned in the first podcast that we've stayed in Korea for a while, the two of
Yeah.
us, and we've been there, done that, seen things. I mean, now I'd like to say for me, I usually I'm not the fan girliest fan anymore. You probably will rarely ever see me screaming, jumping like a crazy person, unless I'm in a concert where I'm dancing.
Oh,
So,
yeah.
but definitely I'm doing this. But the other fan stuff, so if now someone would tell me, I don't know, let's say EXO, for example, right now is in a city that is 2 hours away from where I'm living. Let's run there. Maybe 10 years ago, I would have said, "Okay, let's do it. Let's see for the fun of it." And now I probably would just say, "Ugh, no, absolutely not. That is too much effort to do this. Absolutely not." So back then in Korea, we also did some stuff. I mean, we also, shameful how to admit it, somehow I think went to the airport to see idols. We also
We
went.
did that. I mean, that's fine. I'm not saying anything about against going to the airport or waiting for hours outside of this like a broadcasting company or whatever. We personally did it, so that means we have no right to shame anyone about it.
No,
What I'm
no.
saying is these crazy ones that push everyone and everything, and they're even, for example, let's say this is Wavy, and let's say this person was after Lucas, for example, I'm just saying, I don't know. So she doesn't even notice that she's even pushing not just fans that are also pushing her, but other
Yeah.
idols that have to be there because they're going to a
Yeah.
schedule. I mean, 10 did not go to the airport for a walk.
Yeah. Unless he wants to be endangered. Well, the thing is, so we actually we've seen this scene quite a lot of fans suddenly running without a mind, without noticing where they're even running or who they're running over or running into or whatever. And for me, really, it is a mystery actually for a long time. I'm always wondering what happens in these minds in that moment. So because my reaction, so we've been to the airport and an idol passes. My reaction is I'm standing exactly where I'm standing and I might be waving and maybe smiling and I watch them passing me and then that's it. I have no other, like nothing else happens for me. You will find me exactly at the same spot afterwards as you found me before they arrived. So, but then there's a lot of people that just suddenly they have the urge of running or they have the urge of bringing out their phones and following them with the screen almost in their faces. And why? Why even? I don't understand. Why?
Well, you know this story because you were there, but I want to share it too. As someone who once in my life, one and only, ran, it was
Was
my
funny.
first time ever. I can tell you what could have happened in that moment. It was my first time ever at an airport, and then He says SJ were there, and back in the day, I was a huge Hyukje fan, and we were standing. It was just not the two of us or the three of us. We were standing with a bigger group of people, of
Yeah.
other foreigners, and we were talking together. And one of the other girls was also a crazy Hyukje fan. And then I actually didn't even see them really come in, but I know exactly what happened. When they started getting closer to where the fans were going, that girl said to me, "It's Hyukje, let's go." And everybody started moving, seriously, and everybody started moving. So I found myself, I also went, I also followed. I thought, okay, if
Yes, you
everybody's
ran.
moving, yeah. And I even ran up the stairs with her and other people. So it's a movement of group. And then I reached this up the stairs, and then I snapped out of it, and I was like, "Huh? What am I? How did I get here?
It was actually really funny because so you can imagine it's like we were standing like at the bottom of the stairs and there were like some escalators also. So the SJ people were passing us
Yeah,
and they
we
went
have
on
to
the S.
say that it was separate. The SJ people took the escalators, and the fans took the stairs. So there, here, there
And
was
some
no.
like this and some like this actually.
I
And
don't
like some
know.
also followed on the escalator. Maybe
Okay, I
you
didn't
ran,
see
but
them, but the group that
yes.
I was transported by, we went up the stairs, and we were quite, yeah, didn't
Yes,
touch
and
any of them.
in any case, so and then they passed us and they went up the stairs and then everyone ran apart from me and another friend and the two of us we were the only ones standing still at the bottom of the stairs and I was watching actually I looked up and then I saw Nagi Ninja standing on the top of the stairs and she turned and she looked at me like what are you doing down there and I told her what are you doing up there when you run. And then
Yeah.
she turned around and came back downstairs and was like, oh God, why did I
Yeah, really. I can tell you, like, it was
run?
an out of body experience, and it's really an out of character experience, because that was in the beginning where we got just recently got to knew it know each other. But then, oh, you
Yeah.
knew me for many, many years, you know, years. Exactly, that it's an out of character even thing for
Yes,
me.
I think it's the only time that I ever saw you do this.
And I swear to you, it is. I remember vividly that girl said, "It's go."
Yeah, so it seems like this is like somehow infectious. It's like really, it's obviously really like a zombie virus taking over the people. Yeah, I mean, I remember last time when I was in Korea, there was also some concert happening, some K-pop event. In front of the Gyeongbokgung, and I was passing there afterwards, and there were a lot of fans waiting around in the area, and then they were waiting for the idols to leave. And then I remember some cars were driving out of the venue, and suddenly there were a lot of girls running around us, and really they were running on the streets. And if I mean. It is a castle, and there's a very big street in
No,
front of
it's like
it,
a four-way street or something.
and a lot of cars. And so, by instinct, I grabbed a girl that wanted to run on the street to follow the car, and I grabbed her and pulled her back. And one might assume that she might be thankful because maybe I potentially saved her life, but no, she turned and she snapped at me for holding her and now making her miss the chance of seeing Oppa. I
Yeah.
was like, ooh, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I don't understand. They forget everything and they run on the streets and they run over people and
It's scary. It's scary because it's a bit of it's very much like a, what is it? Like a schizophrenia. It's like a split personality, not a split personality. It's like a schizophrenia attack that comes, because that's what part of a schizophrenia is that you lose sense of everything that's around you. It's okay, it's different on a medical term, truly, but to me, that what it reminds me of is like these people, the moment they see their idols, really, they lose sense of everything, and everything becomes a big blur, and everything, nothing, no cars running, no other people they're running into, no stairs, no danger whatsoever, just towards the goal. And it's scary. It's really scary.
No. Remember also that one time when we went for the radio show, and afterwards there were these fans that were trying to jump into the car with the idols.
Oh,
I was like, I was literally standing there and looking and thinking, what the hell are they trying to do? What is
they
happening?
really
And then
wanted
I
to
think,
jump inside the car, people, like a moving car out of the garage. It's not a standing car with an open door. Or was
I
it?
was like, no, they were, I think the cars were parked
Oh,
outside
the
and the
van,
girls,
the big
yeah,
van.
the van, yes, exactly. And then they tried to climb into the open door, but
Why
they were
was there an
managed,
open door?
they were literally, because I don't know, they walked out the building like this and then entered the cars like this,
Maybe.
I think. But
Okay.
I mean, there were managers standing in front of the doors, like, so how can your mind tell you, yes, this is my chance, there is an open door, okay, there's a huge manager standing in front of it, but who cares, I shall just climb into it because I'm pretty sure that's what my idol wants, they want me to be in this car, that's why the
With
door
them.
is open.
Then you
I was
have the
really like
manager
standing there
holding
thinking, what
these
the hell.
tiny teenagers and pfft from the clothes and throwing them out.
Yes, it seems like they don't even, they really don't even realize when they're doing something really stupid or when they're really in danger or something. I mean, by now I've seen managers, like also in clips, where they really throw fans away.
And
They
you'd
think,
think the fans would stop, but no, they would stand up and continue back again, like a ricochet go.
yeah.
Impressive.
So I think. And you have the same actually also, I think sometimes in concerts it's actually men. I feel like so we've been to one or two or three super shows in our lives, and they
Like three or four.
usually we would go to the standing area, and the standing area in their super shows before, at least, they were always divided in some sections. And so the stage could, like, on the stage the guys could walk around our sections. And so, I don't know. For me, I always thought, okay, I'm in a concert and then I find my spot somewhere and then that's where I am. But in these concerts, I noticed that what a huge mistake, because the fans are running around in their sections.
And the section is
Because,
like a
so if you have a
square, so you have
circle,
the fans running in circles.
yes, so you have an idol, let's say, whatever, a donkey. And he's walking around, and then you have a certain group of fans of his, and then they would not just stand there and wait until he passes by. No, they are running after him in a concert. So you see people circling that venue in a chaotic way. And so I think by in the end, we always ended up in the middle of a section because that's where you were safe, because no one was, okay, sometimes they were running from one side to the other, but usually they were running in circles.
They were
But still,
running
they
around
also
the
didn't.
outer, like the inner edges of
Well,
the
they
thing.
also didn't care if they ran into someone else, just following the opera. That's what
That
happened.
reminds me also of that one time with the with that year-end show thing where that we went to, and then we were waiting outside with a lot of other group of like fans, with a lot of fans from different groups, potentially because they said maybe they would let in some people for the live record, live show. I don't know what it was
That's a
anymore. And then we
Yeah.
waited a bit, and then we were about to leave, but then obviously the other fans started to get angry, and they started pushing
The
locked
doors, yeah, they locked the
doors. And you can imagine tiny Korean girls, man, they are scary and strong. They freaking were all pushing in like a huge group motion, and the doors started opening. Like they were pushing the doors that were locked, and they were breaking the lock basically.
Yeah, so they were basically trying to storm KBS.
Yeah, literally. While the show was already being recorded or something like that, I don't know.
was really, yeah. So actually, really, there is a lot, like sometimes you think they cannot, like this cannot always be happening, but actually, these things happen a lot.
Yeah.
They happen a
They
lot
happen
around
on a daily
idols and
basis,
men.
actually. And a lot of them, like, I have in front of me something that says Jackson Wang had a car accident in 2016 because of a taxi containing Sasang fangs following him. Like, It really hurts them on a daily basis.
I also don't understand. I feel like the fans, I mean, it's always difficult because I mean sometimes, so for foreign fans, for example, if they go to Korea, for example, then they might be really overexcited because they don't have the chance to see these idols often. So I understand that you snap a bit to some extent, but then still you should find a way to keep yourself safe. And then especially for these Korean fans, man, they see them so often. Really, they have so many chance to see them often. So I don't understand why they are still all acting like this. Why do they have to follow
I
them
think
like a
it's
zombie like
exactly
this?
because of that. It's a bit, I don't know, the way, the fact of seeing them often all the time, it's a sense of entitlement. Like, you know what they say, yeah, we've been there for you since before debut. We are the ones who made you famous so that the international ones knew you. We are the ones that built you up. We are, okay, to some extent this is true, and this was more true even before than now. But that doesn't mean that you are entitled to this person, or you can run around behind them like crazy and push them and shove them around there. You wouldn't even do it with a normal person. Why would you do it with idols? They don't belong to you. And I think it's even worse if you see them all the time. You think, I made that person like that. That person is entitled to me.
Yes, but fun fact, I for myself, from my own experience, okay, could also be because we are foreigners, so it is always, and especially back then when we used to live in Korea, there like it, that was still very interesting and new to be a foreign fan. Now I'm not sure how interesting it is anymore because I feel like there are a lot, and idols are also more aware of it. So I don't know how interesting it is anymore. So, but I felt like usually if you were just calmly waiting in a corner with a bit of distance and a bit of respect,
You would get the attention you want.
you would get more out of it than
That is
if when you
true.
were annoying them and running behind them and following them and whatever. I mean, for me, it was really always, I feel like, okay, if actually everyone would keep their distance and keep a bit of respect, then maybe they would be even able to stop for a second and say hello and wave at you and who knows what and stop for a picture, like for you to take from afar or whatever. But as the fans are behaving like this, they cannot, they don't
Yeah.
even have the option of interacting with
They
their
are
fans, whatever.
basically
They just
wearing hats,
running into.
sometimes even sunglasses, running through the airport or running through whatever, running, really sprinting. Save your ass. That's it, basically.
Yes. So I'd wish the fans would in general be more like a bit, I don't know, more relaxed about it and
Chill.
be from a distance and look and behave and don't scream and whatever and don't run. I think then everyone would have more out of these things than what is happening now because they have to run for their lives.
Agreed.
Yeah, you have your own opinions on this if I don't know. If you want to join the club of running crazy fans or the ones of keep your
Run
distance,
as long as you don't throw yourself in front of the car, or as long as you don't push somebody under other people's feet. If you
yeah,
run
sure.
with space, then you can run.
Please run with respect
Yeah.
and safety.
Exactly.
Sure,
Right, let's head to our
then.
last corner.
Yep,
Yep.
hit me.
Last segment, hit me. What do you want to be hit with?
I want to be hit with your favorite solo artist. The thing is,
Define
I'm usually,
solo.
huh? What?
Define solo.
Solo, as in a singer that did not debut in a group,
Okay,
but
exactly.
is. I mean, there are some solo artists, obviously, that before they were solo, they were in a group, or they are solo and in a group, or whatever, but there are also quite a lot of really just solo artists, and I'm really not that good with them. I don't know many. And so I'm curious, maybe you have a good recommendation because I think I just checked my playlist earlier, and I think all of the solo artists that I have in there, basically almost all of them, are former or still K-pop group members. So I think the only people I have in there that might not be in a group before is Eric Nam and Gaho.
Yeah, and Juna.
Yes, and that's it. But I'm pretty sure there is really good stuff out there. So if you know someone that I should check out, please hit me
Yes,
with it.
please, because we have a lot of things that we like in common, but when it comes to solo, I think our taste differs somehow, and I know a lot of solo people, but I don't think it's her style.
The thing is that for,
So
I mean, I have
maybe
random solo
the
artist songs. I also know some random ones. I also like some, but I just don't keep up with a lot of them. So that's why I
listeners.
don't know. And I don't get them suggested often also. My Spotify already obviously noticed that I'm
You're
more
into
into groups
groups.
than so I don't get many recommendations. So that's why. Please hit me with solo artist recommendations. Thank you.
All right. So that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening up to here.
Yes, thank you. And
And
then see you next time, right? Or
next time,
listen,
next
hear
week.
you? What do you say?
Us.
See you, hear you?
They hear us. You
Okay,
hear
sure.
us
You
next
hear
week.
from us. Ooh. Bye.
Bye.